I'm here today with our good friend Jorge Perotti, who is the music director of opera in Williamsburg, has been so since 2012, and you are now busy as well down in Florida with your company Gulf Shore Opera of Naples and Fort Myers, a couple of years now as music director in Florida.
Correct. Yeah, I just did a Turandot with Naples Philharmonic and for Gulf Shore Opera in Fort Myers and Naples, Florida.
And, of course, we have you in town, fortunately, again, for the Tales of Hoffmann of Jacques Offenbach, about those stories from E.T.A. Hoffmann, who was quite a character, lived during the years of Beethoven, not as long, died at a young, rather young age of 45, and was a composer. Jorge and I were listening to his symphony before we started the interview today and wrote some pretty nice music, did some painting, but of course wrote those stories that were later incorporated by Offenbach into the Tales of Hoffmann.
Yeah, interesting that the librettists were a couple, Barbier and Carré, as a team. They first created a play based on three stories by E.T.A. Hoffmann. And interesting enough, they decided to make Hoffmann a character in that story, in which Hoffmann not only tells a story, but he puts himself in each of those stories.
Yes, poor Hoffmann. First story, I think, would appeal to these people today who are AI fans, the artificial intelligence, because it involves Olympia, but Olympia isn't really a girl.
It is a famous doll and has a fantastic aria with very high notes. It's written high, but it's traditionally often gives the opportunity to the singers to sing even higher. And we have Rebecca Howell singing the three heroines, and she certainly can sing high. She goes to a high E flat easily.
We'll look forward to hearing that. And, of course, in addition to Olympia, we have poor Antonia, who sings herself to death. And then Julietta, the courtesan, who gives poor old Hoffmann the dust off. About how long does Hoffmann run?
It's about 2.5 hours with two intermissions. It goes really fast because each of these full stories are about 20, 30 minutes each.
And you're at the Kimball Theater. The staging and the back projections are fascinating in there because it's sort of an intimate opera setting, almost like a European opera house, close. Orchestra doesn't have a lot of room to play, but somehow you make it all work. The magic happens every time.
And our general director, our artistic director, creates very beautiful projections and the super titles. You can read the translation as it's being sung. And yes,
you're
we
doing
have
it
a,
in the original French,
yes,
but you do have
sung
the,
in
but
French.
You do have the super titles there, just like the Met, so you can.
And then we have a very nice full orchestra, but it's a reduced orchestra. It's not the original orchestration. Mm-hmm. But the good thing of Kimball is very intimate, but also it has beautiful sound. It's so flattering for the singers.
Nice acoustics.
Which is really great.
How many times have you done Hoffmann?
This is my third Hoffmann.
Third, okay. So, yeah. you got it in the bones now. You're ready.
Yeah.
ready
it's,
to...
it's an unusual piece because Offenbach died before he was premiered.
In fact, I think he died with a manuscript in his hands.
Oh,
as
really?
I read. Yeah, he was actually holding it and died. Sort of a romantic ending
there. Right. He did a home performance just to get support for the production, and he had only done two acts and the prologue. So the third act, it was not finished by the time he died, and nor the epilogue. But he wrote a lot of music for it. Interesting enough, they found new music based on the libretto of Hoffmann in the 70s, and then again, I think in the 90s, or at least even in the 2000s, some very famous coach in France says, we have to stop finding music for Hoffmann.
Hoffmann just keeps growing and growing. Well, the edition you're using is, I guess, the pretty standard one.
We call it the traditional version, which is the 1907 version of Monte Carlo, in which the order is first Olympia, then Julietta, and finally Antonia.
Finally Antonia. Okay. And you got a good cast, I'm sure, with you've been working with
amazing
with our
cast.
Singers.
And It's quite international. Our three villains, because again, each story has a nemesis.
Right.
And it's also sung by one singer, Nigel Smith from Canada. And Rebecca, as I mentioned, is our heroine that's singing all three girls.
Oh, those beautiful high notes. That's good.
Yep. And Todd Weilander is our Hoffman.
Well, we're going to have performances of it Friday evening, 7:30. Then you have a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And then a Tuesday night performance at 7:30. I'm going to be over there for the Tuesday night performance, cheering you on.
Thank you.
I'm always fascinated with opera in Williamsburg Productions. And we're, so lucky to have you back in town to work on it. Do you get much chance to rehearse it? How far ahead are you on rehearsals?
Well, yesterday was our final dress rehearsal. So mm-hmm. We are not rehearsing anymore. We open tomorrow, Friday. And we are very lucky also to have Eve Summer, which has been with us for Per Fischer's Magic Flute and Bohème. So this is her, I think, fourth show here. And we have actually...
Love that Bohème. That was great.
Great, thank you. We did Hoffman in Orlando together. That was mm-hmm. our first show together. And we really get along really well. So I'm very happy that she was available to do this Hoffman for us.
Well, great. The tickets, you have to get them online, operainwilliamsburg.org. Understand that Sunday is just about full, so if you want that Sunday matinee, you better get them immediately, if not sooner, as we used to say. Some tickets are left for Friday and Tuesday, but they do go quickly because it's a very popular event when that occurs in Williamsburg, opera in Williamsburg. Again, opera, single word, operainwilliamsburg.org. Jorge Parodi at the podium, leading your orchestra and those wonderful singers. Tales of Hoffman by Jacques Offenbach. And I don't think that's been done around here in a very long time, if at all. So,
well, it's a very complicated show. It's a large cast, a nice chorus, a big orchestra. So it's one of our biggest show yet.
Well, Jorge, always good to have you stop by and talk with us for a little
Thank
bit
you.
About it. We will see you at the opera, and best luck with Tales of Hoffman.
Thank you.